territory that needs us to have hands on many places in the Gemara. So a little bit more, I wouldn't say even, just we need to, we're not just on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. So the Gemara here, we're obviously in the Gemara Yud Beis Amud Beis. Part of it, we've learned already, part of it a few years that we haven't learned. Before we get there, we have one more tesis, B'shis Chama Beikanis to do. One more tesis, the third page, third tesis on the page. This is a quick reminder, the Gemara said that it's clear difference between the sun in the east and the sun in the west, and therefore you can eat chametz in the fifth hour. That's what the Gemara said. You can eat chametz in the fifth hour, according to Rameh. You can eat chametz in the fifth hour, even though it's only 2 hours away, and we're normally concerned, according to Rava, we would be concerned about it. But nevertheless, we're allowed to eat chametz in the fifth hour. That means Rava says that Rameh was bothered about a person in the margin of error of 2 hours. So how can you eat chametz in the fifth hour? By the end of the fifth hour, you're only an hour and a bit away from Chatzos. So we should forbid you to eat chametz in the fifth hour. So he said, Gemara said, no, the sun is in the east, and therefore there's no concern a person might make a mistake thinking that it's already, that it's not yet Chatzos. Because after Chatzos, the sun's in the, after Chatzos, the sun's in the west, and before Chatzos, the sun's in the east. So then the Gemara asked the question, so you should be able to eat also in the sixth hour. Should be able to eat also in the sixth hour. Why should you be able to eat in the sixth hour? Because also then the sun's in the east, and therefore there's no reason to think that a person might eat chametz thinking it's still the sixth hour. Thinking it's still the sixth hour, and be able to clearly see if it's after chatzos or before chatzos. Right? You're with us, Rav Moshe Peretz? Never such a question. To which the Gemara answered, in the sixth hour, the sun's in the corner there, it's not very clear. It's not clear where the sun is, and therefore, we can't allow you to eat chametz in the sixth hour. Why? Because a person might think that it's still the sixth hour, and indeed it's already the seventh hour. Therefore, we don't allow you to eat during the sixth hour, because it might be chatzos, and you'll think it's still in the sixth hour. So, now we have a tesis, Hikshri Vol. Hikshri Vol Akasha. Hikshri Vol. Labaye. Dom, you see the third tesis on the page, yeah? You sure you have it? You've based them in base, third tesis. Yeah, this one, yeah. Yeah, to be master of a shist, Chama Beikanas. The sun's in the corner on the sixth hour. Hikshri Vol. Hikshri Vol. Labaye. According to Abaye, the Omar, Abaye said that Reb Yehuda, the Omar, the Reb Yehuda, Abaye said about Reb Yehuda's opinion, the Omar, Adam Toyer Chatzi Shah. A person can make a mistake of half an hour. This is the first way of learning Reb Yehuda. There was a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Machlekes Remei in Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda said that if they give Eidus saying it happened on the third hour and the fifth hour, we can't accept the Eidus. Why? Because it's saying the same. Why? Says Abaye, because a person can make a mistake of half an hour. Not only that, but we can take on both of them, they can make a mistake of half an hour. That's the Chiddush. We take on both of them, make a mistake of half an hour. And the one who said third hour meant the end of the third hour. The one who said fifth hour meant the beginning of the fifth hour. And half an hour in between. So the story actually happened at 4:30. And they're both testifying about the same story. So that was the opinion of Abai. So six places, Abai the Omar, Le Reb Yehuda. According to Abai, who said about regarding the opinion of Reb Yehuda, he said the Omar Adam Toya Chatzishah, that Reb Yehuda is of opinion that a person can make a mistake of half an hour. Vitalin on our Torah's Vishneh, not only can a person make a mistake, we say both of them made the same mistake. In Cain, if so, if one of them said the story is in the fifth hour, and one of them said the story is in the seventh hour, what's that? What's this in the Mishnah? What should you say? If one sits on the fifth hour, one sits on the seventh hour, what's the thing? It's not good. Why?
Because the sun
is in the east, the sun's in the west. The Kiri can't make such a mistake. So the Tosis says, why? Now they tell me the sixth hour is a gray area. The sixth hour is possible to make a mistake in that. And it's hard to know in the sixth hour if the sun is in the east or the west. It's a bit unclear. So if so, we're now able to say both of the Edom are talking about at the same time. Why? Neymar, why don't we say? So Kivan, the Ein Hekeya Bitzchila Sheish L'Sheva, since there's no clear recognition of the sun from the beginning of the sixth until the beginning of the seventh hour. Neymar, why don't we say Hi the comma Hey? The one who said Hey, he meant the seventh. He meant the end of the fifth hour. The Hi the comma Zayin. The one who said seven. Let's say it means Bitzchilas Sheva, the beginning of the seventh hour. And the story happened halfway through the sixth hour. Each one made a mistake of half an hour. Since we say it's possible for both of them to make a mistake, and in the sixth hour it's not possible really, or it's possible, it's hard to know which way the sun's facing. So why do we say, therefore, if they said in five, once they said seven, it's thrown out. Why do we say five meant end of five, seven meant end of seven? And they both made the mistake of half an hour, beginning of seven. And they both made the mistake of half an hour. And the story happened at 6:30. Half an hour through the sixth hour. 5:30 really. Half an hour through the sixth hour. Or you're going to say, no, how can one say the sun is facing east and one say the sun is facing west? Yeah, in this hour it's possible to make such a mistake.
Yeah, but one says five. It's not going to make it closer to the something overhead, you know, where it's looking cute, it's bad.
Five and the end of five.
I know, but even if it...
End of five, you're at the beginning of six.
The beginning of six is not going to be so... It's not close enough to seven to make it seem... It's still different, you can still distinguish.
No.
The
Gemara said that we can't eat chametz at all during the sixth hour. We ask why not? Because during that time it's not clear to see which way the sun's facing. So from the beginning of the sixth until the seventh hour, it's not clear to see which way the sun's facing. So we should be okay. He gives the ages of five, he gives the ages of seven. Five meant end of five, seven meant beginning of seven. They're both talking about the same time, and they're talking about halfway through the sixth hour.
When you say five, the person who says five is not going to say, well, it's clear whether or not it's really over, whether or not it's really close to seven or not.
Five meant end of five.
Yeah, but five can't be the end of five.
Can't?
It's not.
Why not?
Because if you're trying to impute that to six, then six is in this gray area, but five is not gray. So what are you going to do? Someone who's saying five into a gray, you really meant gray?
If five meant end of five, which that Abaye was willing to accept, that three meant end of three and five meant the beginning of five, so five could mean the end of five. So he was talking about that gray area. No, he just thought.
Then you would say six then, and then so six. And the end of five also, the end of five means beginning of six. Beginning of six means gray area. So he's already in the gray area within, you know, like a second or two. I mean, because it's a little, you know, because it's a little bit off of being in that gray area.
No,
if you say five, then it's going to be more clearly. Five, and you might make a mistake about half hour, but that mistake in half hour is already going to bring you to that gray area.
If one says three and one says five, so what did I say? The story happened halfway through the fourth hour. And the one that said three meant the end of three.
Right.
It said the beginning of three. Why should you mean the end of three? Because three could mean the end of three.
Because three and four, the sun is still the same part of the sky, whereas between five and six and seven, the sun's not the same part of the sky.
I
so that's what I'm having a problem with.
You're saying a nice commentary to it. You hear what you show one's answer. It's true, when a person says three, it could mean the end of three. Because a person could speak like that. But since six and five are like different situations with the sun, with five it's clearly in the east and six it's not so clear in the east, A person wouldn't use the expression of the end of five to say he means the beginning of the sixth hour.
No, he said sixth.
Okay.
And he meant the beginning of the sixth.
Okay, that's a possible answer. Places doesn't say like that, yeah?
No,
it doesn't. No, places doesn't know that. Places learns it's not like you're saying, yeah? You agree what you're saying is not mukha. It's a possible answer that you would like to suggest. That since five and six are so different when it comes to the sun, a person wouldn't express himself as five when he means the end of five.
Okay.
Places does not like that. So, you know, right? So, Places got a kasha. That since five can mean the end of five, not like Yeshua said, but five can mean the end of five. And then, if I say the end of five, you can't have a question on me that the sun is in the east then. Because the sun, the end of five, the sun's not clearly in the east, but the rest is just not clear. So I thought it was the end of five. In fact, it was actually already halfway through six. The other guy thought it was the beginning of the seventh hour. In actual fact, it was still only halfway through the sixth. But they're both doing at the same time. The one who said east, because during that time it could be the sun's facing east. The one who says west, because during that time it could be the sun's facing west. It's very unclear this time. So why did he say five? Because he thought the sun was facing east. Why did he say seven? Because he thought the sun was facing west. But the Aedus is the same Aedus. So we should accept the Aedus. Yeah, Yossi, understand the kasha? Yeah? No.
Sorry.
Should I say again? Or you have a question on it?
No.
No, I'm going to say it again then. If you don't understand something, I prefer you to ask it first. If you just want me to say it again, I'm happy to say it again. So, we're saying in the Agumar, what Agumar is Mechadish to us, although in the first 3 hours of the day, it's clear which way the sun's facing, and the last 3 hours of the day, it's also clear which way the sun's facing, there is 1 hour where it's not clear which way the sun is facing. That is from the beginning of the sixth until Chatzis. Yeah? We spoke at last, and I don't really understand why. Ben didn't come up with a theory properly. But why during the hour before Chatzis it's not clear, but after Chatzis it's really very clear which way the sun is facing. No. Dafka this out. Ask the guys who know how the sun works. But for some reason, from the beginning of the sixth hour until Chatzis, during that time, it's not clear which way the sun's facing. But from Chatzis already, it's clear it's on the west. And before this hour, it's clear it's in the east. Okay, so we're accepting it. In this hour, it's not clear to say which way the sun's facing. So if somebody would say the sun is facing east, and the other one would say the sun's facing west, they're not lying. It's just possible. It's a time which is not clear. It depends on your perspective. We're talking about the same time. The sun is facing opposite ways. As much as they're talking about the same time, we would accept the Aedus. Right? So now, it says clearly in the Mishnah, if one says five, one says seven, we do not accept the Aedus. Why? Because five is suns in the east, and seven is suns in the west. But if I could make it for you that five doesn't really mean during the fifth hour, it means during the sixth hour, and one who says seven doesn't really mean the seventh hour, it means during the sixth hour, then you wouldn't have a kasha that one says the sun's facing east, one saying the sun's facing west. Because during the sixth hour, you can make that mistake. A person could think the sun's facing east, and he could think that the sun's facing west, but indeed, the sun's during the sixth hour is very unclear. So they're talking about the same thing. So now, Abaye told us that a person can make a mistake of half an hour. If I tell you a time, I really mean any time between half an hour before, half an hour after that. That's what I mean. And Abai also says, we'll accept Aedus, even though both of them are making that same mistake. Now both of them are saying a time, both of them meant half an hour either way. If we can match those two times, we'll accept that Aedus. So for instance, if one of them said Abai, if one of them said three, and the other one said five, we will accept the Aedus. Why? 3 and 5 are 2 hours apart. How can we accept the Aedus? Says Abai, no, because there is a time when both could be talking at the same time. The one who said 3, it meant the end of the third hour. The one who meant 5 meant the beginning of the fifth hour. And they actually, we have a half an hour mistake. So the one who said the beginning of the fifth hour, he meant half past four. The one who said at the end of the third hour meant the same thing. Halfway through the fourth hour, and they match. They join, and we can accept their eights. So that we can have both people making a mistake of half an hour, and three meant end of three, five meant the beginning of five, and they actually meant, made the mistake of half an hour, and they meant that story actually happened halfway through the fourth hour. So that's clear in the Gemara, you can accept that. Three and five, you can accept it.
Didn't Rabbi Meir say that you don't have to aid in making the same mistake?
Yeah, we're going in Rabbi Yehuda, Abaye and Rabbi Yehuda. Abaye and Rabbi Yehuda. And then we had another pshat and Abaye that both of them can't make the same mistake, and Rabbi. Abaye and the first pshat, Abaye and Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah? Both can make the same mistake, and both go half and half. So from three and five, do we accept the Eidos? If one says three, one says five, we accept the Eidos? Kunt Abaye, kunt Rabbi Yehuda, kunt Rabbi Yehuda, do we accept the Eidos?
Yes.
Yeah? Says me first. Five and seven, do you accept the Eidos? No. Why? Says the Mishnah, because in the sun is in the east in the fifth hour, and the sun is in the west in the seventh hour. So they're obviously contradicting each other. They can't be meaning the same. Says Taisa, this is Taisa's question. One second. The sixth hour is very unclear. Sixth hour, but the sun can go east and the sun can go west. And they both can be making a mistake of half an hour. So the one who says five, what time could he mean? What's the latest time he could be talking about? The one who says five. Huh?
To be
at the end of five. No. 5:30. Half an hour after five.
Oh, he says five.
A person can make a mistake after half an hour.
He says five.
So he says five. So what could he mean?
He could have meant at the end of five.
Could have meant, what's the latest time he could mean?
And five.
No.
He said five.
Yeah, the person says five.
5:30.
A person says three. What's the latest he could mean? 4:30. So a person says five.
6:30.
Right. No, I mean he's right in 5:30. It means half an hour after 5. What we would call 5:30. In the Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara is 6:30.
Right.
Yeah? Because the Gemara always talks about in the sixth hour. In the first hour. What's the time? Half an hour after midnight. What's the time? We call it 00:30. In the Kunt of the Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah, it would be halfway through the first hour. Halfway through the second hour, halfway through the third. So, the balance at 5:30.
In Yiddish, they have it now. In Yiddish, they have it right.
Yeah.
Because now,
yeah.
Now,
they call it
half
10. Yeah, that's right. Half 10. Yeah. And okay, listen, that's our culture we have to change. But, so you're both talking about the same thing. This is what's classic case. People come to base here. You're saying 6:30, he's saying 5:30.
I'm saying 4:30.
Nachon. You're good. Okay. Halfway to the sixth hour, right? So if somebody says five, what's the latest time you could be talking about?
6:30.
Halfway to the fifth hour. Let's say it's a parallel.
6:30.
Halfway through the sixth hour. Halfway through the sixth hour, right? If somebody says seven, what's the earliest time you could be talking about? Halfway through the sixth hour. They're both talking about the same time. Halfway through the sixth hour. Do you have a question that one said the sun's facing west and one said the sun's facing east?
No, it's not clear.
It's not clear, right? At halfway through the sixth hour, it's not clear which way the sun's facing. So I have no question. So one said west, one said east. Very good, because they made halfway through the sixth hour, it looked a bit to the west, I look to the east. So there's no contradiction between the Eidos. So we should be able to accept the Eidos.
But there's starting point, yes, there is a contradiction.
No, there isn't, because when one says five, it means end of five.
There's two assumptions. One assumption is that it's the end of five. Then making a second assumption that it made a half hour mistake.
Yeah.
And the same thing from the one that said seven. So the both, I mean, it's
too much assumption.
Two assumptions.
Okay, fine, very good. It might say, Rava asked that Abaye that you're making too much of an assumption.
Right.
Maybe ask the question more and you'll find out that he didn't mean the end of five, he meant the beginning of five. So you're asking a bit, very similar to Rava's question. Okay, but we're going with Abaye.
Right.
As much as the Eidos can match, we accept it.
Right.
So Mela, Fictasis. So why do we throw the Eidos out? Five and seven can match. Five means the end of five, seven means the beginning of seven, and half an hour mistake. We're talking about the same time. The reason why one said the sun's in the west and the sun's in the east is because during this time it's very unclear. Yvaldik? Yeah, you understand the question, Yossi?
Yeah,
Yeah, see, yeah. Very good, square. Nislema, Hansa Tazer. The harder Gama, she's Chamo, the Ikarnazar. That's what the Gemara says, that this, in the sixth hour, the sun is the Ikarnazar in the corner. Koi, Vitol, Bin Tchilis, Shesh, Lizayin, and a person can make a mistake between whether we're in the sixth hour or the seventh hour. Hainu Chomitz. That's only regarding chametz. They're a chol mosel. Chametz, we're very concerned. We're talking about, you know, the hamayinam. We're talking about the general populace. We have to worry that people aren't so accurate with the sun. Masha'in kin says a chidosh of edus mesul ezizim. Edus, we've now this is the third time. Edus is mesul ezizim. If somebody gives testimony, he will not come to Beis Din unless he checked out the sun well. So it's true in the sixth hour, it's a bit not clear. It's not impossible to work out. You can work out if you sit hard and so if I'm going to give edus, I'm going to check very well at the sun. Which way is the sun facing? So both of those edim would have had to do that. So how can one say the sun's facing west and one say the sun's facing east?
Because it's very confusing time in the first place.
But that's only good enough for general people. But the person who comes to give edus is more mature, we'll check it out well. Therefore, if he says the sun's facing east, and the other one says the sun's facing west, we know they're not talking about the same time. Eidos Mestrola's reason. That's the chiddush of Tosfos. It means, even when it bemet is unclear, it's not unclear that you can't start, you can't check it. And what's this? So that's the first step.
Why make a comparison between, what would be the difference between 3 and 5? Or 2 and 4, because if they're so medite about knowing the time, they'd be a lot more active than having a three year spread or a 5 year spread. A two hour or 3 hour spread.
As much as the sun is in the east, so then it's how much longer.
Yeah, the bucky, I mean that's the whole difference.
The bucky, we're saying, you're right, you're asking the aura, but what's the answer? The answer is, as much as the sun is facing the same direction, that much we don't expect from the evening. But during the sixth hour, right? During the sixth hour, bemet, it is, the sun is really facing east.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore it's possible to be oimed which way the sun's facing. If one says the sun's facing east and one says the sun's facing west, so then there's something wrong with it.
Right?
So then it's possible for them to be oimed. I'm saying if the sun is facing east, but to know what degree the sun was, that's too much to expect. Okay? That's the first teretz of Tosfos. Second teretz of Tosfos is a more simple teretz. Inami hachshinuye. This answer, which we're saying, beikarnisa, koi, that the sun is in the middle, in the corner, less than Abai doesn't hold of it at all. Abai doesn't hold that this answer, that the sun is in the corner in the sixth hour. My holds in the sixth hour, it's possible to work out which way the sun's going. So the first teretz of Tosfos was that Eidim is possible to work out. And the second teretz is that everyone's able to work it out during the sixth hour. And therefore he doesn't hold in this teretz of the Gemara that the sun is not possible to be oimed on during the sixth hour. Okay? So let's just do a sigma of Tosfos. They said the question, if you're going to tell me that during the sixth hour it's not clear. If you can tell me during the sixth hour, where did the Gemara say about the Kaddish? 1 second. the Gemara, if you remember the Gemara had a Baye and then Rava. The Gemara asked the Kunta Abai, how did you learn the Gemara? That means, what was the question? Abai says that Rabbi Yehuda holds a person can make any mistake. And Rabbi Yehuda holds a person can only make up to half an hour mistake. So the Gemara had the question, Kunta Abai, why was Rabbi Yehuda so machmir to say you can't eat chametz already an hour before Chatzos? Why was Rabbi Yehuda so machmir you can't eat chametz 2 hours before Chatzos? Should be able to eat chametz till Chatzos. You should be able to eat chametz until half an hour before Chatzos. That was the question comes up by, and the answer was, Eidus Mitzvah Lizvizim. That was the answer. that for ages we're more, they can be more particular. For chometz, we have to be more concerned. Then the Gemara had another question, Kuntu Rava. Now, what was the question in Kuntu Rava? Now, Rava gave much more leeway by Edis. What did he say? How much of a mistake, margin of error, did Remeir hold? 2 hours, and Rabbi Yehuda? 3. So, what was the question in Kuntu Rava? Question of the Gemara, Kuntu Rava. Why are they allowed to eat, right? Why are they allowed to eat longer? Why are they allowed to eat?
It should be also to eat
during the 5th hour contributor. It should be also to eat during the 4th hour contributor. So which the Gemara answered? So, what was the answer going to Remeir? Why is the also to eat? Why the mutter to eat in the 5th hour? Technically, the sun's in the east. And people know the difference. The Gemara, what about in the 6th hour? Now this question was asked to come to Rava. What about the 6th hour? Says the Gemara, in the 6th hour it's not clear which way the sun's facing. And Rava, telling us in the name of Rava, but Rava will tell us that during the 6th hour it's not clear. Says Tosis, that was all needed to answer Rava. But to answer Abaye it wasn't needed. Abaye never had to come on to, in the 6th hour it's not clear. Why not allowed to eat in the 6th hour? Why not allowed to eat in the 6th hour? He said very simple. He said, because Eidus is, Eidus, maybe people are more particular, but Chometz are not so particular. But according to, so that's why he wasn't allowed to eat in the 6th hour, because people are not so particular. General populace is not so particular. But Rava said, you are, even though by Eidus, we are concerned, even though Be'edus, we are concerned about 2 hours, but we will allow you to eat chometz in the 5th hour. Why are you allowed to eat chometz in the 5th hour? Rava said, because it's obvious because the sun's on the east. Ah, once you're telling me because of which way, we're going to allow you to eat chometz based in the direction of the sun, so you should be able to eat also when the sun, in the 6th hour as well. So Rava said, no, because in the 6th hour it's not so clear. So Rava was mechadish to us that the sun is not so clear in the 6th hour. So said Tosis, that was Rava was mechadish to us. Rabbi wasn't mechadish that. Rabbi didn't say that in the 6th hour wasn't clear. And therefore Rabbi will say, it is clear in the 6th hour. So if Aiden come along and say that the story happened at the beginning of the 7th hour, and another eight came along and say it happened at the end of the 5th hour, that Aiden gets thrown straight out the window. It could have happened halfway through Chatzos. Halfway through the 6th hour, could have happened. Halfway through the 6th hour. No. Why did you say the sun's facing east? Why did you say the sun's facing west? During the 6th hour, you can be oymed which way the sun faces. You can know if the sun faced east or the sun faced west. So why should we accept such ages? That's why, said Abaye, I'll throw out the ages. I, Rava, said during the 6th hour, it's not clear. That was Rava. Abai never said that. Abai didn't need to say that. So that's the end of today. That's what Tosis wanted to say. I want to point out an important point in the sugya, and that I think will help you in when you're chazor of the sugya. On this point, we need to work out, according to Abai and Rava, there's a big fundamental difference between Abai and Rava. According to Abai, the question of the Gemara was, we spoke this out, but it's important to stress it. Kunda Abai, the question of the Gemara was, Abai told us something by Edus. Now the Gemara's got a question of Abai, that based on what you said by Edus, what's the question, my comment? You should be able to eat more. You should be able to eat longer. That was the question, Kunda Abai. You should be able to eat longer. A person doesn't make any mistake. You should be able to eat longer. So what's the answer of the Gemara? Right, by chometz are not mocking. By Eidus is more mocking. By chometz not mocking. So there's nothing to do with the sun, more the degrees or anything. It's possible by Eidus they're more mocking, and by chometz they're not. And therefore, although we'll allow more, we won't allow any margin of error by chometz. By Eidus, we will give a margin of error for chometz. So he asked, why can't you eat during the 6th hour? It's possible. Because we're worried. There's a margin of error. Why can't we eat in the fifth hour contribute also? Margin of error. Either the sun is in the east. Who mentioned anything about the sun being in the east? Is it possible? We're worried about margin of error. We're worried about it. That's a kuntabai. Kuntabai, the question was, why are you not allowed to eat longer? The answer is very simple. Margin of error. Now, according to Rava, it's harder to say that. But according to Rava, even by Eidus, which people are very particular, we say there's a big margin of error. Right? Even by Eidus, we say there's a margin of error. So we've got an opposite question, according to Rava. You're saying by Eidus, which people are very sorry, you give them a 3-hour margin of error, so why is it you allow them to eat chametz? This is like counterintuitive. On the one hand, you're saying, Eidim are the Shvitz Bokim, they'll make a mistake of 3 hours. But yet, by Chometz, we will allow you to eat in the fifth hour. How can that be? Or will they be able to allow you to eat in the fourth hour? So here you have to come on to say something about the sun. Here you come on to say, you're right. Eidim, you're right. Make them very careful. But when it comes to the sun, the whole populace know the difference between east and west. So when it comes to chametz, according to Rava, people are looking at the sun and they'll be able to work out. So for the Gemara question, so also in the 6 hours should be the same thing. If you're telling me when it comes to chametz, people are able to make a difference between the sun being in east and west, also in the 6 hours should be like that. To which the Gemara answers, no, the 6 hour not so much. 6 hour not so much. Now if you tell me the 6 hour not so much, right? So what would be by Eidim? Would the Eidim in the 6 hour not be able to discern it so much? Or is it also only in the general populace? We've said Eidim are very particular, they can make a mistake of 3 hours. But chametz, we're much more easy going. Why? Because chametz is between the hours of 5 and 7, that person will be able to discern the sun. But in the 6th hour you can't discern. But what about Eidim? Can the Eidim discern between the 6th hour and the 6th hour? That's the discussion of Tosfos here. First Eretz Tosfos was saying, Eidim would be able to discern. Eidim would be able to discern between the 6th hour. Only the general populace can't. And the second answer of Tosfos is to say that this whole business about the 7th hour and the 6th hour not being so particular, not being able to discern it, was only what Rava had to say to answer himself. Rabbi didn't have to answer that. Rabbi meant, well, everyone can make a difference. Everyone knows which way the sun is going during the 6th hour, and therefore there's no reason to assume one will say the sun's in the east and one will say the sun's in the west. So that is the Tosfos Mishnah. Why will we allow to? Yeah. Because the sun is in the east as opposed to the west. Now, but there's no concern a person will get mistaken. So we should allow him also in the 6th hour. Once he starts telling me about the sun, that people are basing themselves on the sun, we should allow us in the 6th hour. So which Rava answers? No, Hatzika, how did he go? Right? And the sun is not clear in the 6th hour which way the sun's going.
Abai is a
different terms. But I was reminded about Avrasin's cancer. Abai answered something else. Abai was asking that we should ask the contributor, why can you eat? We should not be able to eat in the 4th hour. To which Abai said, eat this facility.
She said what?
The Eidus Mesuras using that. That what Rava said, that a person can make him, so a person, so by answering Rava, that although it's true that we won't accept Eidus if once is 5, once is 7, that's because of Mesuras using. Let's see that inside again. Rav Ali B'Debiud is halfway down the page. Rav Ali B'Debiud, the Dom Adam Tzayek, Yom HaShoyim, Chosim HaShoyim, Mitzchil is Dada Loi Neichel. So he said, Chama b'mizach, hey Chama b'mizach, sheva Chama b'mayim. So there's no concern about you eating chametz during the fourth hour, because you know clearly the sun is in the east. So the Gemara says, Ishto, you should also be able to eat in the fifth hour. Maybe does that mean clearly the sun's in the east, you should be able to eat in the fifth hour? To which he answers, no. The Eidim know the difference between 5 and 7. A normal guy doesn't know the difference between 5 and 7. So according to Abai, again, according to Rava, the question was, you should be able to eat earlier. Sorry, according to Rava, the question was, why do we allow you to eat so much? You should be limited how much you eat. To which the answer was, no. What was the answer, Kuntu Rava? Since the sun is in the west, and now it's in the east, we allow you to eat, right? There's no concern a person might eat during the fourth hour. If we allow him to eat during the fourth hour, then he'll also eat after chatzos, thinking it's in the fourth hour. No, in the fourth hour, it's clearly the sun's in the east. A person won't make such a mistake. We asked him, so he should also be able to eat in the fifth hour. Because the fifth hour, will you accept Eidus? If one says 5, 1 says 7? No. Why? Because the sun's in the east and the sun's in the west. So clearly the fifth is an hour which is clearly able to discern whether it's in the east or the west. To which, it's a difficult question. From two of them, it's very difficult. Why are you not allowed to eat in the fifth hour? To which the answer was, this business between 5 and 7, some being east, some west, that's only for Eidim. But for the general populace, you have to be concerned that the person will think the sun's still in the east, even though it's already moved over to the west. That was Tikkun Abai Levdura. That was what Abai answered for all. That was Abai's answer for Rob. To answer Rob.
According to Rob is Muhammad.
Right. Rob, not yet. Yeah, Rob is not going to say the difference. Yeah. Okay. So it's a little bit technical, but it's cheshvendik what we learned on now. We now got a new part of the sugya, which takes us from Rav Oma until Tana Rabbah. Now this part of the sugya is where I started saying it's a type of Gemara which we have what it says here, but if we won't learn other places, we're not really getting what we need from this Gemara. So I'll tell you what we have to do, and then I'm going to leave you to do it. We have to learn until Tana Rabbah. From Rabbah Omar. It's just on the halfway down the page.
Rabbah Omar,
Yeah. So we have to get from here until Tana Rabbah, which is the third last narrow line. Now in this Gemara, there's going to be discussion we're going to discuss Shittas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have to burn the chametz. The chametz, you just get rid of the chametz and everything. Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to burn the chametz. And in the discussion, when did Rabbi Yehuda say you have to burn the chametz? Is it after chatzos or before chatzos? The discussion, when did Rabbi Yehuda hold you have to burn the chametz? There's a Mayudik Machlekes Rashi Tosfos here. A tremendous Machlekes Rashi Tosfos, which is Shalevi Shasfield, third wide line of Rashi, and Tosfos Emesar. These two Tosfos in. So that's what we're going to be learning this week, Miyat Hashem. There's other Maron Kings as well, but this is tremendous, tremendous Machlekes about when you have to burn the chametz. We burn the chametz. Is there any Indian what we're doing? Why are we burning the chametz? Is there any Indian why we're burning chametz for Chalal? Machlekes Rashi Tosfos. Well, there is another Gemara which I know you, for instance, probably Moshe Peretz and Bernard probably don't have. It's in Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis. Another Gemara which is very, very connected to this. Chav Zayin Amid Beis. I copied it, I printed it. If we have it. It's not Chav Zayin. So I photocopied it. The Gemara Chav Zayin with Rashi, very important with Rashi, and the Rosh. there. So that you definitely don't have. And the Rosh there. So here I have, I printed that out for those that would like it. Here are. There we are. And that's our Avodah for the next couple of days. So again, we start from Rav Omar until Tom Rabbanon with Rashi here and Tosis. Rashi here and Tosis.
Both
Till Tom Rabbanon.
The
Gemara is just a few lines. From Rav Omar until Tom Rabbanon. It's about 8 lines or so.
Right.
And Rashi, obviously on this thing, which is from Rav Omar, is about 3 lines up in the narrow lines, until 1, 2, 3, 4 lines down in the wide lines. Rashi, Tosas Emasai, and then the Gemara of Chavzayin on its base. You take it on here. Chavzayin with Eitz Rashi there and the Rosh there.
Well, where is Chavzayin with Eitz? What exactly?
It's printed there. Just copy from it. Okay, now it could very well be tomorrow I won't be able to give share. Could be. Have to see, but you've got what to prepare.
Yeah, that's good.